We are learning Masechtas Darim Daf Mem Ches Amud Aleph. We are starting from the Mishnah Daf Mem Zayin Amud Beis. A person says, "Hareini Alecha Cherim." You are on me a Cherim, which means you cannot have Hana from me. You cannot have Hana from me. Cherim is a lashon of neder kuntres vandiyama. Like the Ran speaks out, going in goal with stam charam and lebedek abayis and not lekahanim. So if I say Hareini Alecha, I am on you a Cherim, which means you can't have enough of me. Hamuda Aser, the halacha is that person is Aser. He's the Muda. Hare at Alai, then you say you Hare at you are on me Cherim, which means I can't have enough from you. Then Hanoida Aser, the one who made the Neder is Aser. What about if you say Hareini Alecha va'at Alai? You say both. Shneim Asurim, they're both Aser. And the halacha is Vishneim Mutar Davar Shel Oile Bavel va'Asurim Davar Shel Seir. They're both Aser to have enough from each other. So halacha is that on davar shel oile bavel, which you see is in, which you see what it is in a second, they're mutter. But davar shel seir, they're also. What are these things? Beizu davar shel oile bavel going harabais va'azaris va'abarish v'emtza adarach. These things don't belong to not shutvis. It's just like it's like it belongs to everyone. It's like hefker to everyone. The harabais, the azaris doesn't belong to anyone specifically. It just anyone can use it. Va'abarish v'emtza adarach also. That the early bavel, that's really what the word early bavel is going on. They were machfkir, the bayrus that were emtsa haderech. They were on the way up for the early regalim. For the people who went up on for Yom Tov to the Beis Hamikdash, they were machfkir those bayrus, those pits of water, those cisterns of water in the ground. So there, they were machfkir it, and it wasn't no shame shutvim. Therefore, everyone could be both of them could be nena from it, could not be nena from the chelik of the chaveru, the chelik of the friend. What is davar shel seir? Kegoin, veizu davar shel seir. Kegoin harachava, which is the town square, v'hamerchatz or the merchatz, which is the bathhouse, the beis hakneses, v'hateva, which is the like bima, v'hasvarim, and the sifrei kodesh that you read from them. So what's pshat in these? Because these, like the Ran speaks out, belong to the city. What's the raya? The raya is the seven toivei ha'ir. Could sell these places. They want to sell the Rechava, they could sell it. They could sell the Beis HaKnesses in certain cases. They could sell the Merchats. The Zion Tavia could sell it. What's Pshat? Because the ear, the city, owns it B'Shutvis. Since they own B'Shutvis, now it's like Shutvim. If they're Shutvim, they're asking enough from each other, I can't walk into the Merchats because I'm walking into your Rishus. You are a Shutif. You are, let's say there's 1,000 people in the city, you are 1,000% Shutif of this America. Therefore, you can't walk in because you also know. I can't have enough from you. You can't have enough from me. So we both can't walk into it. Now, the interesting thing is, it says here svarim, which means you learn from them. And the shaila is, didn't we find that mitzvahs are mitzvahs lav lehenistanu? So why, if I learn from the sefer, is that a cool problem of having? I know there's a big kasha that the rishonim talk about. So one of the truths of us, someone not gurus the word svarim for that reason. But the famous Rabbeinu Avraham Nahar, the answer is over here. It turns like this. We know that let's say you ask her, you're not going to have enough from a mikvah. So a mikvah is a mitzvah. But you're not allowed to go into that mikvah in the summer if it's nice, smack of cold water. You can't go in because you're enjoying yourself. Besides for the mitzvah, you're also enjoying yourself. We had this in Iran early on in the Masechtas Yisoy, that if you enjoy yourself, besides for the mitzvah, you're enjoying yourself, then that's a problem. It's all the mitzvah's lav lehenes at noon. So Zokta Rabbeinu Avraham Nahar, when someone learns, besides for the mitzvah of learning, he actually has real physical enjoyment from learning. And for that is Issa Hana. You learn the Svarim, you might must enjoy it. So you enjoy it, that is where is Issa Hana. What? No, it's not true. So you shake a lulav, you don't add some enjoyment shaking a lulav. You know, it's doing for the mitzvah, it's not real enjoyment. If it wouldn't be a mitzvah, you wouldn't do it. Learning is very enjoyable. Learning is very enjoyable. Shmak is tikkun Torah, shmak is kashuk, shmak is really enjoyable. So there, besides the mitzvah, there's a hana, and that's his teretz to why svarim have this issa. Va'koisiv chalkei lenasi, which those words don't really make no sense. Sounds like va'koisiv chalkei lenasi, somehow you become asa v'hana. So the Gemara doesn't explain what it means is that the etza is if you ask the hana, the two guys ask each other from each other, and they need a shower. It's for a few weeks. So what they do is, they give away the chelek to the nasi of the merchats. Each of them give away the chelek of to the nasi. They give away the chelek of the merchats to the nasi. And now they go in because they're not going into their own rishos. Rabbi Yehuda Eimer, Ech ha-koysel v'nasi, v'ech ha-koysel ha-hedyet. You don't have to write to the nasi. You give it also to your friend. Give it away to your friend and the other guy can use it. So what's the difference? Sha-koysel v'nasi, ain't tzarech liskos. If you write, just you write it down on a piece of paper, a star, I'm giving my chelik to Nazi, you don't, the Nazi doesn't have to make a kinyan. Why not? Because Yofa Kayacha Nasi, as the Ran says. The Rosh says a little bit different. He says, Mekfek Foydish al Nasi, because they recovered the honor of the Nasi, Tiknu, Shiyikne, Beloy Kinyan, Bedawazah. They can be kind even without a Kinyan. So the difference between a Nasi and a Hedid is, a Nasi doesn't need a Kinyan. So Mabi Kayacha Nasi, Kayacha Hedid, Shakayacha Nasi, and Shark Liskos. The Hedid Shark Liskos. Mecham Maimrim, Echazah, Vechazah, Shirchen Liskos. They both need a Kinyan. So why did the Mishnah give a Eitzah to give it to a Nasi? That's a normal case to give it to the Nasi. Why? Because if you give it to another friend, you never know, that guy, you know, this guy obviously not an easygoing guy, we're scared that friend will ask her on you also now. So you're not going to be able to go into the markets. The Nasi we know is safe. He's not going to ask a Hana on people. That's why usually you give it to the Nasi. You give it to the Rav, you give it to the Nasi. Rabbi Yehuda Emet, Einat Shigal Tzrichim Lichtev, they don't have to give away their portions in the Merchitz, or the basic Knesset, whatever it is, because already, the earlier generation already had these arguments, already gave them away to the Nesiim already years ago. The townsfolk do not own the Merchitz anymore. That's our Mishnah. Now, a few things we have to speak out. First of all, that if it's a Fidur Rabbanon, it's bothering the Ran, that if Fidur Rabbanon, that you give it either to a Nasi or to a regular person, it's only Dibra Kaisa Bahiva. So what was the point of his whole Mishnah? We don't know already that if I ask her, we ask each other, we can't go into places of Isayir. We had it already before, such a Mishnah like that. All these, and they give it away, you can't have an Ar, so you give it away to someone else, you can't have an Ar. What's the Chiddush of our Mishnah? The Chiddush of our Mishnah is that a Kaisa Chalka L'Nasi, if you give away your portion to the Nasi, you don't need a Kinyan. But if you're up on what's the Chiddush? So the Ran says, the Chiddush is that usually when you give something away, you don't use it. Here, the guy's still coming to shul every week. He gave away his chelik in the shul. He's still coming to shul every week. We would think it's a harama. When I give away my chelik in the shul, the merchitz to the nasi, and then I come back every week and use it. So then maybe it shows I really didn't give it away, and the guy can have enough of me still. Kamashulam, it's not called a harama. That's the chiddush of our mishnah. Number two is this whole discussion. If the guy who can't have enough of me could walk into the shul, walk into the merchitz, that whole discussion is only for the Rabbanon. But for Lesben Yaakov, they hold the Yesh Breira, L'chaira, the guy could walk in and say, I'm walking into my Chelik Mitzvah Knesset. I'm like, it's not yours, I'm walking into mine, Yesh Breira. So it's come out, that the way we passed in, like my Yeshua, we passed in the Lesben Yaakov, we learned 2 days ago. So therefore, L'chaira, you can't pass like our Mishnah. Our Mishnah is only going to the Rabbanon. So that's the Ran says. So L'chaira L'maisa, you don't have to give it away to Nasi. It says, V'yeshu T'mayal Rambam that says, like that he passes like a Lezmi Yaakov, and still he brings down our Mishnah. So what's going on over here? What's Pshat? He brings down our Mishnah. That's what's bothering the Ran, and the Ran does not have a teretz to this kasha. He has a problem with this. He says it's a shtickle pella. It's a shtickle pella. So he writes, you have to iron the face Yontav and the Taz who say different terutzim to this kasha. Okay, that's the Ran says. Let's see the Gemara. Zok the Gemara. It's in the Mishnah, Kosev Chalko Inasi, which sounds like it's one of the things that are Asa Bahana. For example, my mitzvah, why Kosev Chalko Inasi? What's Asa Bahana? Om Rav Sheshes Hachikdani. Oma Takanosom, what is the Takana of the guy who can't have enough from his friend and he wants to go to the Merchitz? So the friend gives away his Chalik to the Nasi. You Kosevu Chalko Inasi. You give away your Chalik to the Nasi. And Rehuda Eimer, Ech Kosev Inasi, Ech Kosev Lehedit. Like we said, you only spoke about the Nasi because that's the normal case, the regular case where you give that away. And the Mishnah said that the Anche Galil, if they ask enough from each other, they both could use the Merchitz because already their forefathers gave away the Chalakim in the Merchitz. Tanya, Rida, Emer, Anche Galil Kantronim Hayu. They were people who got angry easy. They asked enough from each other. Omdu Avisayim, the father is already chapped. The children are going to be fighting all day. They wrote, the Vakosu Chalkeim Lanasi gave away the Chalik already to the Nasi, and they were not Shutvim in these Dvarim Shal Oisayir. Zok the Mishnah Vaita. Hamuda Anom Mechavei Reilim Ayechal. You asked the Ruvain from having enough from you. You said, Ruvain, you cannot have enough from me. And you see, Ruvain has nothing to eat, and he wants to give Ruvain money. wants to give him food. He gives it to someone else, Shematan, and therefore Reuven will be mutter. Like we had this halacha before, but we want to bring the next story. That's why he brought it again. In a story in someone in Beis Chayron, we had this in a Matnas Beis Chayron before. Now we're going to find out what it is. So Ya'aviv Muda Hanam Menu. His father was, this son asked that his father have enough from him. Now the son was in Chasana, now the son felt bad. I want my father to come to my Chasana. But Yamasi Esbina, he was marrying with his son, he wanted his father to come. I'm giving you away the entire Chasana hall with the food. It's all for you. In order that our father should come, my father should come and eat the Suda with us. So this wise guy who just got himself the whole Marina del Rey with everything in it, Omar, im shaliheim, if it's mine, harei mekadosh m'shamayim, abi mekadosh l'shamayim, oh, it's mine, oh, gavaldik, okay, it's hektish. Omalei, he says, what are you talking about? He gave it to you to mekadosh l'shamayim. I don't let you do that. He never gave it to you for that. Omalei, he says back to him, or what do you want? You only gave it to me, so you and your father can eat and drink and be happy. They often told the Barashi, and the various be on my head. So Chacham said, from now on, Kol matana she'ena, that's not a real matana. She'mekdisha te'mekadashas ena matana. And it's matana that's a Ram Balma. And if you makes your own mekadashas, it's not a matana. And the Ran explains that it's not pshat that you always have to be able to be makdash to be called matana. Because the Ram brings down something called matana amnash shahachzir. That we know about this on Sukkos. I give a guy my asterisk, but it's only matana if he gives it back to me. The halacha is, he writes with it, it's his. Ah, he can't be makdash it, because if he's makdash it, he can't give it back to me. If he's makdash it, I won't be able to get it back. So still, even though it's not hektish, it's called matana. And that's called matana taka. So you see, it's not, you don't have to be able to makdash it. So Ron says, that's why you have an extra word, kol matana she'ena, she'mekdisha ena mekadeshes. Le'ena means, any matana that's harama ba'alma. We see clear it's harama. And the raya that it's harama is, it can't be makdashit. Not that makdashit is the raya, we know it's harama. And that's just enforcing it, that it's not really a matana, you see, it can't be makdashit. So then the halacha is not a matana. Here, he only gave him this matana in order for his father to have ana. But he didn't give it to him any other bialis on it. If the whole thing is one big arama, therefore halacha is it's not a matana. It's not a matana. That's what comes out from our Mishnah. That this case where you say this tnai, I'm only giving to you so my father can have ana, and he doesn't let him do anything else. That's not a matana and doesn't work. Zok to Gemara. The Mishnah started off with the Eitzah, give it to your friend, and then he can be Zaycha. Then it says a Maisa where he did something wrong. Maisa Lista, afraid to Gemara. Maisa Lista. It's chayr to stira. So the Ran asked right away, why is it a stira? It's not a stira. Here you said, ve'ein el fanecha, in the first case, you just gave it to your friend from Matana. You didn't say, ve'ein el fanecha, el kadogesh yavoy. So what's a stira? So the Ran says, it means to ask like this. Usually when you bring a maisa, you speak something out before. You don't just go to another case. So the maisa is no shaykh, that's what we just spoke out. Maisa listar. And for the Gemara, chsuri me'achsur, ochtani. Ve'mechiyach soifa at chilasai, osir. If it's mechiyach soifa at chilasai, that you see, Soif Dvarov is Megala on Tchilosim. It's only Harama, like Matnas Beis Chayron, that you spoke out, the Hinan Lefanecha. So that case is not a good Matana. So, Osir. Ma'at Beis Chayron, Be'echa, Dehavam, Soif Tchilosim, that there is not Matana. And the Ran speaks out that if you don't say anything, you just give away the Chasana Hall with all the food to your friend, then it's good. Even though you did it in your head, only to your father can have enough. If you didn't speak anything out, then it's a full-fledged matana, then it works. It's only if I spoke this out, that ain't on lefanecha, elak nesh yove abba, that's when you have a problem of that it's not chal. But if you give it to mstam, there's dvarm shavalev, anything I think in my head. There's dvarm shavalev and a dvarm, and avada, then it is a good matana. That means if you don't speak anything out, avada, it's a good matana.